listener production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with a news briefing. The new Treasurer will meet with the Reserve Bank of Australia Governor today as cost of living discussions continue. It'll be the first time he's met with Philip Lowe since forming government. Jim Chalmers has told the ABC he looks forward to working with him.
I'll be meeting with him and with all of the major regulators in our economic architecture. And I'm looking forward to that discussion. Phil Lowe is someone for whom I have a lot of respect and regard. I've known him for a long time now. I've worked closely with him in the past.
Well, it's another busy day for the new PM, set to hit the ground running when he returns from Japan today. Anthony Albanese is tipped to set out his agenda, which includes universal childcare and getting things started on a federal anti-corruption watchdog. He's also directed the health department to prepare a briefing on COVID as he plans to step up the national strategy. Another state is expected to provide free flu jabs after Queensland announced the measure in a bid to curb a surge in cases. New South Wales is expected to make them free of charge as early as next week, as the state has recorded 12,000 infections already this month. The state's health minister says they're still working a few things out. And over to the UK, and insiders have revealed just how wild the lockdown parties were at Downing Street. They say they arrived to work the next day with bottles lying around and bins overflowing with rubbish, while staff who tried to stop it were mocked by others. Manly has named its injury replacement to fill the big hole left by Tom Trbojevic. Ruben Garrick takes over at fullback against the Storm tomorrow night. In other team news, the Knights have dropped halfback Adam Clune. The Raiders will see their recruit Jamal Fogarty for the first time this season, while the Broncos aren't taking any chances with Adam Reynolds, who's set to miss a second game against the Titans, who could welcome back David Fifita. North Melbourne's season continues to spiral with three key recruiting staff resigning. But the Kangaroos insist the departures had been in the works for a while and are for different reasons. Frio's Sam Switalski has been slapped with a two-match ban for a chicken wing tackle on Magpies young star Jack Ginnivan. The Dockers forward pleaded guilty to serious misconduct, but instead pleaded for a fine rather than suspension. And Aussie Alex de Minaur has lost a five-set epic in the first round of the French Open. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, showers increasing for Brisbane, a max at 23, also a wet one for the Gold Coast and 22. A possible morning storm and showers for Sydney too, 20 the top, while it's mostly sunny skies for Melbourne, a max temp of 19, Hobart nice and sunny in 16, showers for Adelaide 19 the max, and Perth mostly fine and 21. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now.
Listener.